Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. It's time to head out to Forbes now, and joining us, it is the Mayor, Phyllis Miller. Good morning to you, Phyllis.
Good morning, Neil.
Geez, you people have been copping it.
Yeah, we have. You know, it's just amazing the amount of water and rain that we've had. One minute you're in drought, and the next minute you're fighting with flooding rain. So it's crazy.
And more set down for this week as well, set to come in today onwards. And, you know, we hold our breath, and I'm sure the people of Forbes and District will be as well.
Yeah, absolutely, Neil. The forecast is not looking good, but, of course, they're not always as accurate as people may think. So hopefully we dodge another bullet as we did on Sunday. We didn't get very much rain at all on Sunday, although this next forecast is, I think there will be some rain in it for us.
Yeah, I mean, towns like Bajerabong completely cut off at the moment.
Yeah, they do it really tough, and they've been doing it tough for about 6 weeks now. As the water was coming down from Wyangala and going through, it gets into a choke out at Gemelong, and then, of course, it spreads out when it gets to Bajerabong. And those people, they've suffered terribly down there with their crop damage and, you know, just their isolation. It's really awful for them.
It must be heartbreaking because you think you're set up for a fantastic season on the land and then you see all your crops underwater. Jeez, it must be heartbreaking stuff, as I say.
They're just heroes because they get up and dust themselves off and they do it all again. Mm. And they feed this nation. They're just amazing people farming, the farming community.
Yeah, well said. All right, and I believe there's a helicopter flying the teachers in daily.
Yeah, we fly the teachers in. We were taking them with an RFS vehicle that could go through deeper water, but now that's way too deep. So we helicopter them out, and any food drops or anything, if anyone just rings the SES number on 132500, and we will be dropping food out Sunday, Tuesdays and Thursdays, so and medical supplies. So don't be frightened to ring up, and if you've got a doctor's appointment or you need food, we're there to help out and make sure that you're okay.
132500 for the SES if you do need a hand. Just repeating that number. And, of course, a big focus, I guess, will be on what happens this week with regard to increased flooding, heaven forbid, and then the recovery process. I mean, most of us around the Central West and around the country were thinking about Christmas now, but that's a little way off for you people.
Certainly is, Neil. I don't think I'll be thinking about Christmas till the week of. Mm. So I'm just I'm batting through what we have to get through. We've certainly got an election looming, and of course we've got recovery from the the recent flood.
Yeah, and I assume pre-polling's opened as well.
Yes, it opened yesterday for 2 weeks prior to the 4th, and there's also eye voting, I think, and it's pretty accessible for people to be able to vote.
Yep. All right. I'm with Phyllis Miller. She is the Mayor of Forbes. I thank you for your time. Stay safe and thanks for the update.
No worries now. Thank you.